The end has come. Estonia is the newest member of the Eurozone, and today is the last day that Estonians can buy something with their national currency. While most Estonians support joining the euro, they're having a hard time saying goodbye to the krone. Here's Hanna Jaffe-Walt from our Planet Money team.
Let's first address the obvious question here. The Eurozone is not doing well. Greece needed a bailout, then Ireland. Now it's looking like Portugal might too. So doesn't that worry Estonians? The most common Estonian response you'll get to this question is a shrug.
I don't mind.
This is Peter Vork. He says the benefits far outweigh the current euro crisis. Joining the euro will most likely mean more foreign investment for Estonia. And mostly, Vork says, it's a huge symbol. Estonia has arrived and is part of Europe.
It was a last proof that we are accepted as a full member.
Why do you care about being a full member?
It probably comes from the past of being a very full member of Soviet Union.
Estonia gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. And you know what everyone remembers about that moment? Money. Beautiful Estonian krones.
They were our own money.
This is Mikkel Raud. He's a writer and one of the more severe judges on Estonian Idol.
The only money that I have seen in my life were the Russian rubles, which looked ugly and looked very Soviet and Bolshevik. When you saw your first notes of national currency, that's probably the very moment when I realized that, hey, we are living in an independent country.
It took a while for people to put up flags, but the money was an immediate and daily symbol of independence. The majority of Estonians are supportive of joining the euro now, but every person I talked to wanted me to know just how beautiful the Estonian krone was. They remember the first time they touched it, how it felt. Here's Hando Sinislav, a business owner.
I even remember that my first purchase for krones was actually a hamburger.
This week, Estonians have been considering what to spend their last krones on. Ular Jakso owns a software company and told me he wants to buy something that he could hand his grandkids in 30 years and say, I bought this with our own money, Estonian currency.
I was thinking almost 2 weeks, what should be my last purchase with Estonian krona?
He thought and thought, and finally, just a few days ago, he decided.
And I bought a lot of pencils to give to my grandchild one day.
You bought pencils?
Yeah, pencils, because pencil is represents language and this is art.
After today, stores won't accept krones anymore. They all have to be turned into the central bank, where Vilja Rask and his colleagues are collecting them in a big pile. And over the next couple months...
We destroy it.
You destroy it?
We will burn them in order to generate heat.
To heat houses or something?
Yes, something like that, yes.
Rask tells me they'll save a few krones so future generations can see just how beautiful the national currency was. Hanna Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and a money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is NPR.